This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In the U.S., the Agriculture Department is out with a report that says food security has improved. Food security, as in having enough food all year long for everyone in a household. Now, that's an upbeat headline, but details in that report are concerning. Nova Safo reports.
When it comes to food security, things have improved since 2011. That was the worst year when nearly 18 million homes in America didn't always have enough to eat. But the improvement is modest, down to 17.5 million homes. That's despite the fact that the economy has improved, as has unemployment.
If that had been the only thing that had changed, we would likely have seen a modest decline in the prevalence of food insecurity.
Alicia Coleman-Jensen is one of the authors of the USDA report.
However, we found that those improvements were offset by higher inflation and the higher relative price of food to other goods and services.
Aaron Lash, a consumer products analyst at Morningstar, says recent droughts are partly to blame.
In certain categories like proteins and dairy, they've been incurring double-digit inflation. You also have increasing demand for select commodities around the world, and that's likely to keep an upward pressure on costs.
Beef prices, for example, rose 10% last year and are expected to rise again this year. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.